So I've just done a consultancy clinic, and obviously I'm not going to tell you the name of the people that I was doing a clinic for, but I did want to share a few of the mistakes that this person was making on their website. And I have to say, it was a damn good website. They'd got a survey done of how people responded to the website, and generally the feedback had been really positive. The feedback had been, you know, visually it's great, it has big impact, all the rest of it. But the one area it fell down is, does this site clearly communicate what the product is about? And it actually scored very badly on that. And it was really interesting because there was nothing really wrong with the site as such. It looked great, it was usable, the copy wasn't bad, everything was okay. But what was wrong was the order in which things were being said, especially on the homepage. So you went to the homepage, and really the first thing that was said was what the benefits of the product are. Well, hang on a minute. We haven't yet established what the product is. The very first stage of any homepage should be saying what the product or website is about in very clear, very simple English that can be understood by anybody. And that was there, but it was lower down on the page. And they went straight in by talking about the benefits. So the first thing I suggested is that they revised their strap line. They did have a strap line, but it was, to be honest, somewhat meaningless, and the eye wasn't particularly drawn to it. So I suggested they revise the strap line, and which would clearly communicate what it was that their product did. The second thing that I think is really important is to establish what the problem is, why there is a need for this product, why there is a problem that people suffer with, and you're going to provide a solution to that problem, and you're going to do it via this product. So that again was on the page, but it was lower down, and it was a big paragraph or several paragraphs of text and a bit overwhelming. So I recommended that was cut down and moved up. So you establish what the product is, then you establish what the problem is. After that, then you explain the solution, and the solution consists of the benefits that the product brings, and also then the features and characteristics of the product that enable those benefits to come into being. So it's a progression that needs to go through. Now, all of that information was on the homepage, but it wasn't in the order that users needed it to be in order to understand things. They would have to pick through and jump backwards and forwards between sections in order to really understand that. And I think what this drives home is not only the kind of mental progression users have to go through of what's this about, why would I be interested in it, how does it help solve my problems, etc. But it also drives home the importance of information architecture and visual hierarchy, that there was a real need to sort out the hierarchy so that the users were looking at the right type of content at the right time. We always think of information architecture just being about, you know, site hierarchy and the organization of pages, but actually there's considerably more to it than that. And you need to look at your websites and ask yourself, have I got the hierarchy right within the page? Are users seeing the right information at the right time and in the right order? So there you go. That's been my experience today from doing a consultancy clinic.